You're listening to GoldRadio.fm. Available online at HowStreet.com, TalkDigitalNetwork.com. Welcome to GoldRadio.fm, podcasting in .99995. I'm Jim Goddard. My guest is Jim Willie, founder of the Hat Trick Letter online at golden-jackass.com. Jim, welcome back to goldradio.fm.
Oh, it's good to be back. I tell you, these are exciting times. There's so much happening, and there are a lot of attempts to do cleanup. Before I get going, I have a very important statement to make, important for me. I do not have a single social network account where I post messages. I have avoided social networks for the entire duration of this newsletter. I'm now almost done with 21 years. I do not post interviews on Twitter X. There are people impersonating me. There are accounts in YouTube that are following me also impersonating me. I do not have a single account on social networks, Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube, where I have interviews where the account is my name. I don't have a single one. So if you're looking for my works, go to my website, click on the interviews and articles link, and you'll get some of the most recent. It's hard to keep it up to date. But people are impersonating me. There was a fellow on YouTube that I listened to a few weeks ago, and he had a southern accent saying a bunch of stupid stuff, claiming to be me. A southern accent on YouTube claiming to be me, and his title of the account was my name. All right, I don't have a single social network account where I post interviews under my name on the account. Not a single one anywhere. Okay, how am I doing? What's going on? These are exciting times. We've got an overhaul that's being done in a very clever manner with the U.S. government. The most clever that I heard was all 80,000 new IRS tax agents were reassigned to the southern border with the expectation that many of them would resign, and many of them have resigned. That has to be the most clever of all. It's like giving a soldier an option for latrine duty, or you can be discharged. And what I object to is that they need to be removed from the government, but they also need to pass through a filter to see if they've been involved with fraudulent activity at a deep level, and to see if they've been involved with a treasonous activity, see if they've been involved with installing cultural Marxism, which is, I like calling it American communism. I mean, what's his name? Raskin? Raskin wrote a book about cultural Marxism, American version of communism installed, and Biden, under the direction of Obama during his third term, directed all the strings, moved all the strings to install, you know, like DEI. What's that? Diversity, equity, inclusion. Yeah, more like discrimination. I don't know what the E would be, and I would be insulting. Okay, and ESG, environment, governance, social. Environment, social, governance. Okay, these are communist principles that are being gradually integrated into our society, and Trump has just banned DEI, you know, the diversity quotas. You know, I've got a different position regarding DEI. It's anti-white man. It's reverse discrimination. And Obama started that in his second term. He fired and never hired a single white man in the Department of Forestry, in the Interior Department. And as a result, we got all kinds of stupidity in production in forest products, and the price of plywood went up 400%. Lumber, all across. Okay, well, we got a lot of interesting policies going on, and command, what do you call it, executive orders. I call them EXOs. A lot of people call them EO, but I call them EXOs. We've got a real heroic effort going on right now by revealing the fraud and revealing the slush funds. Now, I'm on record as saying about two or three weeks ago that with the transition to the new Department of Treasury, it's going to be revealed that over $100 billion was stolen from the Treasury. Now, I was not including Ukraine diversion of aid and the gay cokehead dancer in Ukraine who's on a $5 million salary, which is a good, I think, 11 million dollar salary, which is 25 times higher than President Trump's salary. The gay cokehead dancer, let it be known that 110 million out of the 200 million never reached Ukraine. In other words, what I've been saying all along has been correct. Over a third is stolen by the Swiss Uber lords, and maybe a third went into the black market, where even Ukrainian generals benefited from that. The black market in Eastern Europe is in Albania. You want to buy black market goods, even if it's U.S. war material, it's available, including for the Russians, for reverse engineering. Okay, U.S. aid has been identified now as a slush fund. And golly, some of the projects are really quite disgusting. You know, like DEI, diversity in you know, Latin America. An all-gay play performance and support for that in another country. But the most disgusting and disturbing part of USAID is the funding of anti-Trump activities and the funding for promotion of the communist Marxist, cultural Marx. It's called cultural Marxism. And you know, these dumbasses posing as liberals, they're just dumber than words can describe. They're promoting and pushing for communism without even recognizing that what they're talking about is communism. Okay, abolition of free speech is communist. Abolition of political opponents is communist. And they always find a dumb excuse, pretext for promoting it. But USAID is turning out to be the biggest of the big slush funds, and apparently a lot of the campaign donations to the congressmen, not just you know, House reps, but senators, a lot of it has been, you know, circumventing various routes and finding its way into senators' campaign funds. And lying through his stinking 80-year-old teeth is Bernie Sanders. Hey, Bernie, got news for you. There's going to be a lot of evidence being produced that you're a liar and you've been getting big pharma money. No, it's not from individual citizens. It's from big pharma corporations, maybe from their executives, which means it represents the corporate donation. Individuals might be executives, but that makes it from the corporate source. They're corporate donations, you stinking liar. I hope they convict Bernie Sanders and two dozen Democrat senators who are nothing but traitorous, lying scum. So, I got to say something else, Jim. I knew somebody who worked in USAID. He was a childhood friend of mine. I knew him. We renewed our friendship probably about 15 years after college, and he was working in Moscow, and he was fluent in Russian. And he was either really slow mentally or really a good liar, because he said he didn't know anything about what the USAID projects were all about. He was just a translator from English to Russian. He was an introducer, like a doorman, like a butler. He introduced like John McCain several times, said he was very friendly. I said, but John McCain is pure scum. He said, well, he's nice to me. Okay, are you that dumb? Or are you just playing along, pretending ignorance in a plausible deniability manner? I'm not even sure that my friend was aware that the CIA was funding a great part of the USAID. He said, I don't know anything about their projects. I said, why not? You're introducing people who are in charge of the projects. How do you not know what the projects are that they're in charge of? He said, I don't know. I just know the men. I just know the people. Anyway, this is blowing up, and it looks like, you know, this is early, Jim, but it looks like Trump is trying to dismantle the intelligence and law enforcement agencies and departments, dismantle them, and build back. I hate that phrase, build back better, but if he dismantles the FBI and dismantles the CIA and dismantles the Department of Justice, and then rebuilds them according to people who make an oath toward the Constitution and not toward the Geneva New World Order fascists. And we got a new United States being built from the ground up. But I tell you the big problem right now, Jim, it's the U.S. government debt. There are three major problems with the U.S. government. Number one is the U.S. government debt. Number two is the U.S. government deficits. And number three is the U.S. Treasury bonds. And they're all tied together.
The latest issue of the Hat Trick Letter is out. What's in it and how can people subscribe?
Well, it's www.golden-jackass.com. I encourage people to sign up for the newsletter. Sign up for the newsletter. You don't have to read the whole thing. They're usually 5 to 7 chapters, and pick your favorite chapters and read them like you would, say, the Boston Globe or like the Chicago Tribune. I never read the Boston Globe from cover to cover on Sunday. I read the financial section. I read the sports section. Sometimes I read the movie section. I dabble a little bit sometime in the food and, you know, cuisine section. But I didn't read the whole thing. People are not obliged to read the entire newsletter if they subscribe to it. There's no obligation. There's no requirement. And there's no, you know, urgency to back out if you can't meet that obligation, which is not an obligation. Anyway, I've got also, oh my gosh, I got to tell you now, I've hit the 800 mark for consults. I've done 800 in 5 full years, starting in right the month before January of 2020. It's been 5 years, and there are 800 that I've done, and it's just a labor of love. I really enjoy it, and for that reason, I often give extra time if it's a really nice person and we got a good conversation going. I'm doing 160 of them a year, which is an average of 3 per week. And that's about right. Sometimes I do a little more. Sometimes I do a little less, like if I'm focusing on the report. But golden-jackass.com, sign up for the newsletter. Make a donation if you don't like newsletters and you just prefer these interviews and podcasts. And do a consult call if you got some pressing questions. A lot of people do. This is a very dangerous time. It's a very confusing time. Anything from the official authorities, like from the government or the news networks or from big financial firms, I would say like an 80% chance you're being lied to. 80%.
Do you think President Trump will be more focused on the performance of the stock market than the performance of the U.S. dollar?
No. I think he's very concerned about a global shun, a global boycott of the dollar, and that's why he's threatening the BRICS nations. I read today that there's some action by Russia to step back from their leadership role in the BRICS, and I'm wondering what kind of offers Trump is making. He's very concerned about the dollar. He doesn't want the BRICS to develop an alternative to the dollar. Well, I'm in the process now of fashioning a short, open letter to President Trump. Not that I'm of any great importance, Jim, but I have something to say, and that could be my manner of saying it, that Trump cannot threaten the BRICS nations for wanting an alternative to an incredibly corrupt dollar and corrupt treasury bond. We cannot use the government to weaponize the dollar and punish opponents to the dollar who want to do something else when they find fraud within it. We can't threaten nations into accepting toilet paper for payment for finished products and services. Trump has to clean up the dollar. He has to reduce the deficits. We can't force a nation to accept treasury bills for import payment when we're issuing another $1 trillion every 100 days and we're demonstrating that a good 10% of our usage of the money is for fraudulent and fascist purposes. We cannot threaten the majority of the global nations that want a fair payment system when we have all kinds of fraud. And I'll just give you one example. Building 7 of the World Trade Center, it contained a lot of J.P. Morgan data on duplicate serial numbers for treasury bonds, which meant J.P. Morgan defrauded the bond market of $2 trillion. We need to clean up the Wall Street banks. We need to clean up the market for bonds. We need to make the auctions more honest. And maybe we should back the dollar with something besides our good faith, our goodwill and faith in the U.S. government, which has been proved not to be very good and not very faithful. Okay, that's my open letter concept to President Trump. You can't threaten nations to accept a fraudulent, overloaded, oversupplied treasury bond that probably was defaulted upon 4 years ago and kept quiet.
Do you think President Trump can decrease the cost of energy, lower interest rates, and ignite the stock and bond markets?
I think he can bring about lower costs for energy. He's trying to strong-arm Saudi Arabia now into having a lower cost, lower price for oil. That will come about only if Saudi increases the supply. But there are other things he can do. Remember, it was 1 week after the fake President Biden had his fake inauguration in January of 2021 that he shut down the Columbia gas pipeline from Canada. So the Rockefellers did everything to increase the price of energy. Trump is going to reverse a lot of those policies and jawbone. And you know, he's actually been saying we could end the Ukraine war if we bring down the price of oil, because that'll hurt on a margin basis, it'll hurt the Russians for funding that war. And I think that's nonsense. Maybe if it's 20% lower, but not if it's 5% lower. As for interest rates, we've got a real interesting phenomenon, and that is interest rates are probably going to go up. There's going to be some sabotage by the bankers against Trump. And here, I'll put it in a nutshell. They're going to gradually release the truth and tell the truth about the economy that we're in an inflationary depression. So they're going to talk about how price inflation is getting worse and worse when it's already been bad for 4 years. We had an inflationary depression starting in 2021 with the lockdown and the fake pandemic, which interfered with the supply chain. They're going to blame Trump for an explosion in price inflation when it's really going to be just a release of the truth regarding price inflation over the last few years. At the same time, they're going to say the economy is entering a depression when we've already been in a depression for 4 years. But they're going to blame it on Trump as they gradually release the truth regarding the condition of the economy. I believe we're going to see more government deficits in the next several months before it starts to come down. It's because Trump is doing extra spending at the border. He's probably going to have, I don't know for sure, maybe something between $70 and $100 billion extra for just border control and maybe for the war against the Mexican military. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say war against the Mexican? Yeah, I did. Yeah, we've got a war against the Mexican cartel, a.k.a. their military, a.k.a. their government. I think he's going to have a hard time with interest rates. I think Jerome Powell, who's a piece of BlackRock garbage, I think the Fed chair is going to raise rates to try to sabotage Trump and cause him problems. Maybe Jerome Powell has been receiving money through USAID. Maybe Jerome Powell has been receiving some other fraudulent source of funds for his own personal benefit. And maybe those will be cut off, and he will decide to get revenge by raising interest rates. Now, stock and bond markets, they're going to really, I think, depend upon the bond market. And the bond market has two sides. It's been interesting. I said last summer, if the Fed lowers interest rates, we're going to see the long bond go up, 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 up in interest rate, the bond yield. And that's exactly what happened. What the bond market has said is you got no right lowering interest rates. The market is saying you got no right to lower interest rates when we have such huge deficits, huge debt, unresolvable debt, and price inflation that you're understating. Now what we got is low short-term rates, but they're not really too low. And we got higher long-term rates. If we get above 5% on the long bond for 10-year, the 10-year treasury bond, I think we're going to have a lot of trouble with the stock market. Trump said something a few years ago, I mean like the last year of his first administration, that he'd like to convert a lot of the equity and capital in the stock market into rebuilding the U.S. economy, rebuilding U.S. industry. In other words, to reindustrialize the United States. Well, you can't do that if you get a stock market problem, if you get a big decline. Trump is going to want to continue with the stock market, at least keep it stable. And I think it's going to be hard because the bankers are going to want to sabotage him. They've been captured regarding Epstein Island and regarding Chinese bribery in the military. The big banks have been captured, and they might exact their revenge by doing something in a slippery manner by raising interest rates and reducing some of the internal supports, namely fraud, market controls, to maintain low interest rates. It's going to be interesting.
Gold at $2,800 U.S., 4,000 Canadian. With these gold prices, would you expect gold stocks to be flying? Any ideas on why they're not?
They've been in the doldrums now for 15 years. I gave up on them in 2009. I got tired of fraudulent accounting. I got tired of ridiculous expectations on new discoveries. I got tired of 20% executive options, and I don't think the industry for gold mining has overcome those problems. I don't like gold mining stocks, period. I prefer gold coins. I prefer silver coins. I prefer the metal. I gotta say there are too many unscrupulous and shady types in mining company executives among them. Just too many. Too many. They get big stock options. They pounce on a stock by release, what do you call it, after the holding period of 9 months or whatever for executive options. I got hit way too many times. After 10 or 15 hits with the mining stocks and only one or two winners, I thought, this is a loser's game. I'm sorry. That's my opinion. My opinion. I don't like mining stocks, period. There are too many people involved. Too many accountants involved, too many rosy expectations from mining deposit discoveries involved, too many options for executives involved, and you got some clowns running around in South America who exercise pump and dump schemes and write newsletters.
Is XRP going to replace SWIFT, and is the XRP stablecoin going to show how global finance replaces the U.S. dollar?
I think we got some extraordinarily interesting times here with respect to, I don't want to say replace, I want to say create a pool that is more honest and asset-backed than the entire ocean of dollars. The United States government controls the extra flow of dollars, and there's nothing backing them. They say the good faith and trust in the U.S. government when they have not earned it. We're going to see a magnificent new trend of creating stable coins with corporate names. You know, there are a few different key indicators that have come up. One is the CBDC, and Trump has said, we're not going to have any CBDC. We're not going to have it under my regime, under my administration. Okay, what that means is, the central banks are not going to be given the power to control the dollar in a digital form. There's a lot more to it, but that's simplified terms. Trump has also done things, and the markets have done things, to disallow USD Tether. Tether has been banned in Europe, and Tether is created, Tether coins are created by the U.S. government Department of Treasury. I mean, you got a one-for-one correlation between the Bitcoin price and USDT. I don't know if that's true in the last week or two, but it's been true for quite a long time. Trump has indicated that he doesn't want a digital form of the dollar, and he's talking about a lot of different policies and his picks, like Bessent. Bessent, we're going to hear a lot about Bessent at Treasury. Bessent and a woman named Caroline Pham, she's they say sitting or temporary, but I think it could be more permanent soon. She's the CFTC, Commodity Futures Trading Commission director right now, Caroline Pham. And boy, oh boy, is she a smart cookie with respect to digital assets And I've listened to her a couple times, and I get impressed, and I learn. Bessent wants to a digital form of assets, and the real-world asset concept is going to work right into the stable coins, which facilitate XRP and other devices, other coins. Ripple doesn't like XRP to be called a coin. They like to be called a value transfer unit. I love that. That means it's not a security. It's not a currency. We don't know what the heck it is, but you can move funds around. All right. All right. Great. A value transfer unit. Well, that's just great. Don't know what it is, but you sure can use it. It's very effective and efficient. Okay. We're going to see, according to the indications by the Trump appointments and the Trump comments, we're going to see a raft. It could be 4, 5, 6, or 8 different corporate stable coins that are going to supplant the usage of the dollar. You know, big banks like, you know, Bank of New York Mellon and Bank of America, and those are two of the big ones right now that are going to transfer a lot of their assets, including assets under custody, into stable coins, out of the dollar and into stable coins. And then you're going to see movement, you know, sale, purchase, trading, investment, locking up for investment strategy, etc. And that will be the impetus and catalyst for XRP and other payments to be done. So XRP, I think, could become like a gigantic pool whose market cap estimates and limitations are just going to get bigger. Oops, looks like we got maybe 10 times bigger potential for the market cap on this coin. Oh, we got maybe 10 times more for that coin, because we're going to make a digital form of real-world assets. And this is going to be a concept that's going to be really quite intriguing and fascinating, because it's not just stocks, bonds, and property. It's mining deposits. It's refineries. It's gold mines, copper mines. It's artworks. It's jewelry. It's assets. I mean, golly, every time I hear someone say, well, that's the market cap limit based on all the assets, I said, well, what are you not including in your assets? Are you including this and that? No. Then you've got a wrong calculation. Anyway, we're going to see stable coins, and Ripple has one that is becoming a real crowd favorite. It's called RLUSD, Ripple Lab U.S. Dollar. RLUSD is taking the world by storm. Back in early December, there were 20 banks. I'm sorry, I got that wrong. There were about 5 or 6 banks that were supporting the stablecoin concept and then XRP usage. And by the time we got into mid-January, there were 30 banks. I wouldn't be surprised that there are 50 banks now. Okay, I honestly believe XRP is going to be your second chance if you missed out on Bitcoin for a 1,000-fold gain. I think from 50 cents to $500 is very possible in the next few years.
Do you think President Trump's tariff wars are designed to remove the World Economic Forum and the Chinese Communist Party influence from North America?
Yes, but there's a lot more to it, and I have to defer. I'm not going to be really specific on this. The tariffs have many different sides to it. This is a power play. This is a sharp stake in the ground to force negotiations, to force compromises, to force and induce foreign corporate, what do you call it, foreign direct investment at the corporate level. I'm waiting to hear Toyota will make some plans to expand Toyota plants in partnerships with the big three U.S. automakers in the United States, in our lower 48 states. Trump's tariff plans are a lot of bluster, and I got news for Trump, and it's part of my open letter that I'm working on right now in my mind. It's not to paper yet. If you are too forceful about the 100% tariffs, what you're going to win is a global embargo against the United States. Now, that's one way to cut out the New World Order out of Geneva. That's one way to cut out the Communist Party out of Beijing. But it also cuts out the U.S. business sector. So he's winning compromises. And notice with Canada, there was, what did he say, a 30-day or 90-day? I can't remember which. 30-day or 90-day delay for the tariffs. That's so they can negotiate. And part of the negotiation is like for fentanyl influx from Canada and for enforcement of the border where Trudeau has left the border open. I call criminal a criminal. If you don't like it, you don't have to listen to me. Trump's plan is to threaten a tariff and win a negotiated settlement. If he thinks, like a total economic idiot, the tariffs will go straight into the U.S. Treasury and lower the debt, then he's a moron. The debt, those tariffs will be passed on to the U.S. consumers. It'll show up as more price inflation. That'll have an effect on the bond market, which will have an effect on the stock market, which will have an effect on investment capital in the United States, which will have an effect on making worse the depression. Donald Trump, wake the hell up. You're not a good economic student.
Do you believe a chess game motive is behind the Trump tariffs? Is he bluffing since the U.S. government has a $36 trillion debt?
Well, it's pretty hard for the debtor to make the rules. In fact, it's almost impossible. And, you know, we used to say that we're using gunboat diplomacy and the military backs up the dollar. Well, we don't even have military superiority anymore. In every Pentagon war games scenario with respect to Russia and China, we lose, and we lose in less than 2 weeks. So, you know, be careful of what you threaten. Countries, entire countries might say, we're going to cut you out. We're not doing any trade with you. And the only way you can benefit from our output is with a third party. And then you got the United States going after the third party intermediaries. And before you know it, the United States is going to sanction the entire remainder of the global community of nations. How stupid is that? You got to clean up the dollar. You got to clean up the treasury debt. You got to reduce the spending. You got to clean up the fraud. And you got to negotiate for foreign direct investment. And you need to do it without threatening. You need to work and build trust.
President Trump spoke at Davos to the World Economic Forum crowd. How was his speech received?
Well, by the Davos crowd, it was received with contempt. By the guests invited by the Davos crowd, it was received with some enthusiasm and good wisdom. But I think you really mean, how was it received by the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, etc.? And to them, they're just even more motivated to kill Trump.
Thanks to President Trump, all the World Economic Forum and Agenda 2030 crumbling.
Yes, they are. And behind the scenes, I keep hearing it over and over again. There are very big accounts in the high billions and maybe some in the trillions that are being seized, confiscated, and sacked. We're not going to arrest Klaus Schwab. What we might do is remove his source of funds. That's where I expect the crumbling to take place. It's not a crumbling of their building and not a crumbling of their bombastic speeches and their plans to, you know, launch the Marburg virus and to go ahead with, you know, global extermination. It's going to be the lack of funding. What I'd like to see Trump go after next is the climate change fraud kings and their pilferage and extortion. I think Trump should put out a warning that at the next climate change conference, there could possibly be a rod of God that eliminates the entire five-acre area. That way it will be very poorly attended.
President Trump continues to mention Canada becoming the 51st state. Why do you think President Trump is doing this?
Because he wants all your tremendous commodity assets in the form of minerals and energy. He wants to reduce the U.S. government debt by confiscating assets in Canada. You got a lot of assets. You got one-tenth the U.S. population, and you got a tremendous asset base. I mean, how much gold and industrial metal is in simply northern British Columbia, northern Ontario? I mean, like, more than 300 miles north of Vancouver. More than, 500 kilometers. More than 300 miles or 500 kilometers north of Toronto. Trump is looking to confiscate, I shouldn't say that word, annex, work out deals with, broaden the trade horizons with Greenland. And Greenland has neodymium. It's the best rare earth the best metal, I shouldn't say best, it is a rare earth metal that is the best for magnetism. It's got the strongest magnetic field per kilogram. Neodymium. I think it's ND, like N as in Neo and D as in David. And I think we're going to get some deals with Greenland. Now, Greenland has only 57,000 people in population. So $1 million grant, $1 million gift to each citizen, well, that's $57 billion. And Trump said that's not even a quarter of what we've blown in Ukraine. So now the Ukraine $200 billion blown, or $220 billion blown, over half of which was stolen, just like I've been saying for the last stinking 18 months, that's turning out to be a measure, a standard of measure. It's really quite funny. Okay, back to Canada. I don't know what his full motives are. I think he wants to displace the Chinese influence in Canada. I mean, give Canada a real close death threat. I saw a really good video by a Canadian last week, and he said, this is a death march to Canada. You've got now something like 50% of Canadian companies want to reopen, want to build and open subsidiaries in the United States. They're looking to abandon Canada. So Trump's plan might be to threaten the existence of Canada for its economy, economic health, unless the Canadians get rid of the Chinese influence with their energy production, their Royal Canadian Mounted Police influence, and their ownership of the parliament. I mean, you got Trudeau, who apparently resigned, but he's still around. What the heck was that all about? Very clever move. He avoided a vote of no confidence. Okay, you need to get rid of your guy. We got rid of ours. It's your turn now.
Originally, Prime Minister Trudeau retaliated to President Trump's tariffs with 25% tariffs on U.S. goods. After two phone calls with President Trump on Monday, Trudeau did a 180 and caved. What do you think Trump said to Trudeau?
We'll make sure you end up on a rope and no floor.
Do you think the current Trudeau is the one with the lisp, the one with the stutter, or the older one? And do you think President Trump knows there's more than one Trudeau?
I think both President Trumps know that there are at least two or three Trudeaus.
Listener question from Mike. How do you know that the originals of Hillary, Bill Gates, and the others are actually dead?
I don't. I just know that the current ones running around are not the same. So I put it back to Mike. Can you prove that the ones running around are the originals? Hey, look, I got a theory regarding Gates. I believe Gates is going to be executed 5 times, and then people are going to wake up because they're so stupid, and they're going to say, hey, wait a minute, haven't we executed him 4 times already? No, it's been 5. You missed one. Well, then what's going on? C-L-O-N-E. Clone. Wake up, people. Mike, you can't prove that Hillary is the original Hillary, and how can you prove that it's the real Hillary if she's 5 inches shorter? Did she have 4 of her vertebrae removed? How dumb are you, Mike?
It looks like John McAfee, who's supposedly dead, is posting on Twitter X. What are you hearing?
I heard that he never died. I didn't believe the story after about 3 weeks. I thought he bought his way out of prison, faked his own death. His girlfriend said around 18 months ago that he's alive and well on a Texas ranch, enjoying horses. You know, all you got to do is vanish and claim that you're dead, and the dumbest people in society will believe you. I'm tired of stupid people. Stupid people brought in Biden. Stupid people brought in cultural Marxism. Stupid people have ignored technology. Stupid people ignored the replacements. We got Mike Pompeo over 2 years ago replaced with a guy 70 pounds lighter, and he's interviewed on television. They're still calling him Mike Pompeo. Wake the hell up, people. You're a bit too stupid to be running around. I've lost patience with stupid people. I really have. The stupid people have endangered my country, have endangered our liberties, and have endangered our economy, and have destroyed part of our nations. McAfee faked his death. I think so did Robert David Steele. I heard from a military, I heard from a very good, reliable source a year and a half ago that Robert David Steele is alive and well operating in a military bunker under some particular area that everybody recognizes. I'd rather not say where. If John McAfee is dead, then so are maybe 20 other people actually dead who are in witness protection program. The list is very long. And again, stupid people don't get it. I provide a recent picture of Princess Diana. Same face, same smile, same cheekbones, same eyes, same very unique hairdo. The way her hair grows, it bushes out. Very unique hair. It doesn't lie flat. How many people will look at the two pictures and say, oh, I don't know, I heard Princess Diana died in the tunnel in Paris. Okay, these are your dumb people. They don't investigate. They criticize people who do. They call us conspiracy theorists. We're ahead of something like 45-0 for these stupid people who can't recognize anything and can't think on their own because they must belong to a dumb herd. A herd of dumb animals. Wake up. McAfee's not dead.
We'll have more with Jim Willie right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
You're listening to GoldRadio.fm. Available online at HowStreet.com, TalkDigitalNetwork.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Jim Willie. Jim, is Canada a big player in money laundering and drug trafficking?
Well, of course. They're part of the Five Eyes. Of course. Do they have a corrupt government in Canada? The Chinese Communist Party is one of the biggest drug and child trafficker in the entire planet. Of course. Absolutely. Anybody who says no, I say, you're part of the dumb herd.
Some people online are saying President Trump is ushering in the new world order. What are you hearing?
I'm reserving some of my comments and judgment for Trump. I think he's doing a lot of good. He's doing a lot of fraudulent cleanup. I think he has a few trusted advisors who I don't like, and they come from a particular dangerous group whose name begins with the last letter of the alphabet, and I choose never to use. I haven't heard him talk about genocide in the Gaza. I think he's backed off on the Nuremberg trials for doctors engaged with the genocide, medical genocide. So we got to see if he's got a plan for, say, 6 months later rather than now. We got to see. I think he deserves some time, but I don't like some of his appointments. I like the majority of his appointments. I really like Robert Kennedy. I really like what I have a funny way of saying it. I like what Musk is doing, but I don't know who he is. I like what Besant at Treasury is saying. Let's see what he does. I think the one in most danger, Jim, is Robert Kennedy Jr. They're probably going to try really hard to... There are two ways of influencing someone like Robert Kennedy. One is to have, like, his son murdered with a drive-by shooting. Another would be to directly threaten him and have him endure personally a close call. Let's see if Robert Kennedy changes course. I'm a little concerned, I will say this, about the AI-generated and developed vaccine for cancer that Trump is talking about. I don't think he knows what the hell he's talking about. He needs to be careful about what he puts a commitment behind, because I don't think he understands the AI messenger RNA solutions that could have a purpose that he doesn't comprehend.
President Trump is creating a sovereign wealth fund for the U.S. Is that a good idea?
Well, I suppose so. Do we have net positive or net negative balance sheet? I think it's very heavily net negative. So what assets is he talking about? What reserves is he talking about? And why haven't the reserves been used to pay down the debt? Why do we have big debts, big deficits, big bond auctions, and big total cumulative debt if we've got all kinds of assets? Well, I understand that some assets are like the North Slope in Alaska, which might be put on the Ripple RLUSD stablecoin, And that could be sold off to reduce the debt. You know, $36 trillion is a lot of money. And, you know, we better be careful. We can't go throwing our weight around, threatening nations when we're the debtor. They could cut off, hey, look, if we're not careful, we're not going to be able to finance our future debt, even if we reduce it. Even if we reduce it by 30%, we're not going to be able to finance our future debt. So talking about a huge Bitcoin account that might have a big XRP component, let me just put it this way. This is a very speculative thought and concept. Could it be that Trump is going to try to make a big investment in something, and then realize a 100-fold gain or more in order to pay down a good portion of the U.S. government debt? I'm of the opinion that the U.S. government debt is going to be handled in three or four parts. It might be some global gold funds. I call them troves because they're so large, like part of the Rodriguez Fund, part of the San Germain Fund, part of the Golden Dragons Fund, contributions to bring down the debt. And then he makes up like a project. For instance, the Kuwait War was funded by a gimmick that was done by the U.S. government against the Kuwaiti currency. And as soon as we were done paying for the war, we brought it right back down. It was like, you know, 80 or 100 fold up and then 80 or 100 fold right back down. And Kuwait didn't benefit a dime. We paid for the entire war with a con game. Okay, Trump might have some kind of a slippery scheme to raise Bitcoin, let's just say to a million. Bitcoin to a million after we invest a good deal. But golly, that's only tenfold. If he invests like $20 billion and realizes a tenfold gain, big whoop-de-doo, he's got $200 billion. Well, we got $36 trillion. That's $36,000 billion. This is not going to be handled quickly or easily. I think the Sovereign Wealth Fund is going to be more like to establish policy than it will be to actually invest and pay down debt. It's going to be like blessing with federal holy water, the stablecoin concept, a few winners for payments like XRP, and just set the rules. Not to pay down, oh my gosh, suddenly we got $15 trillion in benefit. That's not going to happen. I just can't see that happening. Now, there is a concept, and one of my colleagues favors this. We might see Trump and the Treasury Department just declare that gold is worth $20,000 per ounce, and all you investors are going to benefit from that, and we'll pay down a good portion of the debt. I repeat, I think there are going to be three, four, or five different methods to pay down the debt. $36 trillion. That's a lot of money.
President Trump says he's done more in the past 2 weeks than Biden and Obama did in 12 years. What do you think we can expect ahead from President Trump?
Well, let's just clarify that first statement. Obama finished his third term with a two-term limit, and his puppet on strings was a dead man who's been posing as a different person, calling him Biden. Okay, that's the first part. Biden, I think, died a long time ago. If you don't believe me, do some research. Rather than being a lazy researcher and an argumentative, ignorant person, do some research. What do I agree that he's done more in 2 weeks than Biden, not Biden, than Obama did in 12 years. Obama's on the run, by the way. He's in hiding. What do I expect in the next several months or a year? I expect more of the same. I expect some pushback from the career workers, the career employees in the federal government. We've already seen now some movement by the FBI to create a counterattack. We're going to see a counterattack from Langley, which is otherwise known as the Cocaine Importing Agency, the CIA. We're going to see a lot of pushback. We're going to see lawsuits by federal employees for unjustified dismissals. And what I expect in the next several months is the Supreme Court to step in to back up Trump regarding emergency executive powers. What I also expect to happen in the next few months is Trump is going to reveal the Politburo that Obama created, the American Politburo program, I'm sorry, office. They call it the council. It's an inspector and integrity council. And I want to point out something about the Russian language. I learned when I was in college that the word Soviet in Russia means council. Council, like a council of 15 leaders, a council of 15 officials. Council. So the Soviet Union is a nation, a dictatorship run by councils. And the Politburo was one of their councils. It was the highest power. And Obama created in the intelligence community, linked up with the FBI and the Justice Department and other different groups, including Langley, he created the Office of Integrity and what do you call it? I just said it. Office of Integrity and whatever. Anyway, it's often called the American Politburo. Well, the nickname is the Council. The Council. Soviet. The Council. All right. I expect a lot of attention to be given to the Council, a.k.a. the Soviet, the Politburo, for its control without constitutional authority. Notice that Trump is now being accused of doing things without constitutional authority, like Senator Schumer accusing the Department of Government Efficiency of not having constitutional authority. Trump might fire back that the Inspector General and all these inspectors and Politburo, they don't have power either. Watch a very big battle over constitutional violation to come. That's what I expect, along with a huge pushback. But you know what's going to be really interesting, Jim? Really, really interesting. It's that Trump is going to march ahead and keep a fast pace while the legal challenges will be slow. And he's just going to run them over.
Elon Musk and Doge are finding massive amounts of wasteful spending and fraud already. Are we likely to see the same type of wasteful spending and fraud in Canada?
Oh, absolutely. But it'll be slower. You still got a Chinese puppet as your prime minister. Notice that after Trudeau had meetings in Mar-a-Lago, you had Freeland and a few different parliamentary leaders lose their power, step down. I think we're going to see in the next month or two that Trudeau doesn't have the political support that he needs, and a lot of different things are going to happen with momentum. And I'm not an expert in Canada, but I did notice that Freeland is gone. Is that Marxist Sangeet Singh still running around in your parliamentary halls? I think he is. All right. So, I mean, I don't even know if he was born in Canada. Is Singh born in Canada? Probably was. There's a lot of Indians in Canada. I think you're going to see some surprises and some very fast-moving events in Canada really soon.
In Canada, a former CSIS intelligence officer confirms there are more than 50 traitors in Canada's Parliament and Senate, and that they have the names and evidence. Says this has been going on for decades since Brian Mulroney was Prime Minister. From the outside looking in, does Canada look like a big crime scene?
Well, of course it does. It looks like a big sabotage scene, too. It looks like, you know, you're actually a province of China. Why doesn't Trudeau wear Chinese garb? Why doesn't he have the Chinese flag in his press conferences? That's where he takes his orders. You guys need to grow a pair and get rid of them. There are traitors all over the place. I mean, golly, Freeland and Singh are just two. If they're 50, that I don't know how many people there are in your parliament and Senate. I really don't know. I don't even know if 50 is over half. Jim, I'm not an expert in Canada, so these steady stream of questions about Canada are difficult for me to answer. I don't spend much time on Canada. The fact that there are numerous traitors identified means that you need your court system and you need your Royal Canadian Mounted Police to get off their asses and arrest the traitors. But they're probably on the Chinese Communist payroll.
President Biden pardoned many criminals. Once pardoned, can these people be required to testify under oath?
Well, first of all, Biden wasn't president. That was a funeral scene, not an inauguration, back in January of 2021. People need to do a little bit more research and be careful with the labels that they put out there. If someone who wasn't properly a president made a pardon, then the pardon is not properly effective. Furthermore, executive orders and appointments are not effective and not valid. We're going to see possibly a very big movement in the next few months to invalidate policies and appointments and pardons. And to be very specific regarding your question, I think it's like a legal nicety to say, well, you've been pardoned, now you have to testify. Well, they can say, you know, go screw. Then what? Then you got a different problem. I mean, I think it's a silly issue to even wonder about testifying under oath regarding a crime scene where you've been pardoned. That completely misses the point. They can be charged with a different crime. You cannot give a pardon for a crime that has not been that the person has not been convicted of yet. You can't do a pro forma future pardon. Those aren't valid. Those aren't constitutional. So some of what this fake Biden did is not even valid. And they're going to get around the pardon by, oh gosh, let's just say Hunter Biden. So he got pardoned for sex crimes. He got pardoned for pilfering money out of Ukraine. Well, did he get pardoned for cocaine possession and distribution? Well, that's just one. Did he get prosecuted for rape? That's just another. Did he get prosecuted for 16 other things that weren't listed in the pardon? Okay, Biden really didn't pardon anybody. It was Obama with a fake Biden, and that whole thing might get invalidated. We're going to have to see it. It's going to be interesting. I'd still like to see the Brunson case brought forward to invalidate the entire Biden 4 years. But they don't. Trump doesn't actually want that mar and blemish on the U.S. presidency. He'd rather just undo what Biden did, even if it was a fake Biden.
What's the latest on the California fires?
I don't know if they've all stopped, but 5 billion gallons of water were brought in by Trump with the Army Corps of Engineers. Okay, I'm going to defer again to the newsletter on the Golden-Jackass site. I devoted an entire chapter for how these were man-made fires and accelerated by human forces. I made a whole chapter out of it, and it's not short, and it's got a pictorial element to it. I think Trump invaded the state of California, and he's not said we're taking all our federal officials back. He's still there. It's only been a couple weeks since 6 different departments, including Interior, State Department, Environmental Protection, he invaded the Chinese colony that we call California. Now, bear in mind that California, just about 4 weeks ago, didn't pass something. They kind of put a stamp of approval on a plan to secede and exit from the United States Union. And it's up for a referendum on the ballot in 2028. And Trump made his action regarding the release of water in order to prove that Gavin Newsom is part of the problem and not solution, withholding the water to let things burn for the smart city concept. Read all about it in the newsletter. Sign up for the hat trick letter, golden-jackass.com. The latest on the fires, I'll just say one thing. There's a big insurance company that wants a 20% premium increase across the board for all of their California clients buying fire insurance. What Gavin Newsom is trying to do now is spread the cost of close to $300 billion to the entire population of California. After he let it happen, after he dried the reservoirs, after he put up DEI nitwits who say that their primary purpose in the fire commission is DEI hiring, not fighting fires, where they donated Ukrainian equipment, they donated fire equipment to Ukraine. Okay, I think Trump invaded California, and he's going to be working to depose the governor and reveal fraud, just like in the U.S. government at the federal level. Sign up for the newsletter, golden-jackass.com. Read about the California fires. I got a really good chapter put together.
Are we learning more and more about what causes cancer and other diseases and how to cure them?
Yeah, the cures are rather simple. I've been saying for 20 years that cancer cures exist and they're all suppressed. Family members, friends, and some colleagues have said, Jim, I think you're full of crap. I said, it'll all come out in time. I had a client in 2014 who was part who was an IT worker, an IT manager at the John Wayne Cancer Institute, and he confirmed to me that they were sitting on cancer cures. And when he confronted an oncologist, the oncologist said to him, there's no money in cancer cures, so we're sticking with our treatments, which are very profitable. We're going to learn more about the causes of cancer and how the vaccination, when the babies are young and when the children are under five, they are part of the cancer production problem. I personally had five vaccines before I went across the ocean to Italy when I was 4 years old, 5 years old. I have no cancer. I'm hardly ever sick, and I've never taken a flu booster shot. A flu booster shot is a guarantee of acquiring the flu because, again, you're stupid. You haven't learned anything. You haven't studied anything. Don't take the cancer. We're going to have revelation that autism is caused by the vaccination program. I just saw a list that there's 35 different vaccines the American Medical Association wants to give to every kid under 2 years of age to guarantee bad health, guarantee autism for like 1.5%, guarantee an open door later for cancer, and lots of profits for these fascist, stinking, corrupt doctors. I got a personal case here. My lady has a cousin and her son has cancer because he did the stupid thing. Word I sent out to the family did not reach him. Many, many people in the three families that I have influence over and support, none of them got vaccinated except someone close to my own, oh gosh, it's a long story, except one person, and she's dying. She's had 12 strokes. I didn't understand, Jimmy. Yeah, you did. You're lying. Now you're dying. We're going to learn a lot more about cures for cancer, and later we're going to be learning more about the causes for cancer, and it's to wreck the immune system and to, let's just say, to diminish the strength of the immune system. You know, if you get a strong immune system, you don't just fight disease, you fight cancer, because your body thinks the cancer is a disease. It's an invader. And you got, you know, if you got a strong immune system, you got all these different antibodies and other devices to go attack the invader. The invader's cancer. It's not a disease. And there's a lot of evidence that some parasites cause cancer. Okay, we're going to learn a lot. And hat goes off to Mel Gibson. They're going to want to kill him, too. He went out and said on Joe Rogan show, I got two friends with stage 3 cancer, and none of them has the cancer now. All cancer-free. Ivermectin and fenbendazole. We're going to hear a lot about those, too. Ivermectin and fenbendazole. They got a great track record, and guess what? The establishment in medicine removed all the articles about those two drugs in the major medical journals so that more people would die.
Q said they won't be able to walk the streets. Who's they, and do you think they're getting close to this?
They is the doctors and the heads of various health agencies, like the Center for Disease Control, World Health Organization. That Tedros, you can't even call him a doctor. His only resume item was terrorism in Africa, and they made him a head of the World Health Organization. I think Fauci is long gone. There's somebody pretending to be Fauci, and he might have a shortened life, whatever the form of human he is. The doctors who are like directors at the 8,000 U.S. hospitals and their 12 assistants, that makes 100,000 doctors, directors, and assistants heading up hospitals. I think they're all going to be in danger, and they all might lose their medical license. Are we getting close to this? Yeah, we're getting close, but notice that Trump has not mentioned Nuremberg 2 trials since about August. And I think he was told, we will not kill you. We in the Rockefeller Institute. If you punt on the Nuremberg, you can live at least to June 2026. Now, if you think I'm making this shit up, I don't really care. I'm tired of dumb people who don't do any research and have very little insight telling me that I'm off the mark. I got a good track record, and dumb people tend to have no good track record. I think Trump made a deal with the devils and the Rockefeller, and I don't know what it was. I'm trying to find out.
Worldwide, how many people do you think are involved in the depopulation agenda?
Oh, I think it's probably 20 different governments and a good 50 people in each government, maybe 1,000 people. And you got the global organizations like Davos, call that another 200 people. You got the WHO, that includes Gates, that's another 200 people. Now, it could be 1,000 or 2,000 people.
Iran says it welcomes the U.S. dropping its foreign aid program. Why do you think they're saying that?
Was it the U.S. aid program or the foreign aid program? Foreign aid?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Trump backed off on that. Trump backed off on freezing federal funds. So there's no freeze on foreign aid anymore. There was talk of it. I think the motive behind the comment regarding the Iranian government is that they're happy if the U.S. government has less financial assistance to their partner and allied nations because it's used for harm. It's used for harm. It's used to kill people. It's used for war. It's used for depopulation. We're going to have a complete overhaul of U.S. government spending, and it's going to face scrutiny. What I'd like to see Trump do is say, the USA corporation is gone, and you're all employees of the U.S. corporation. So now you're all without a job, and you can reapply for a job with the U.S. Republic. That's what I'd like to see happen. But that would cause too much mayhem and disorder.
How can our listeners subscribe to the Hat Trick Letter?
It's www.golden-jackass.com. I call it Jackass because my mother, for years and years, called me my little jackass. She called me also my charming rogue, you little charming rogue. Anyway, this April will be 21 years for the newsletter, so it's still going strong. And the flagship is the Hat Trick Letter, the newsletter. It's the only newsletter, so its name is really not that important. It's a newsletter on the golden-jackass.com site. I'm very happy with my website manager. He's done a number of different things to keep me going, keep me secure, and to improve the graphics. And for you nitwits out there complaining that it's not a tip-top technology website, I couldn't care less. I don't need a tip-top website, and your criticisms are not valid and not useful. I'm trying to cut out some of the hate mail that has been coming my way with stupid criticism. Anyway, we got decent graphics. We got a good method for moving around within within reports. I just finished the 800 consult calls, and I'm available for more. I'm going to be doing another one tomorrow and another one probably in a couple of days. Need to set up with this one guy. They're a lot of fun, and I got to say that 1 out of 10 or 1 out of 20 is a two-way street where I learned something of pretty decent importance. And I got to say that I got contacted by the FDIC lady. She gave me some very valuable information back in 2022, and she contacted me, and we're going to get back on track for regular conversations. And she's a really smart, experienced lady who used to carry a gun and shut down banks. So I'm available for consult calls, and I'm very happy that a steady stream of donations comes to help me out, because by identifying fraud, by identifying evil, by calling it out, I have some rather unfortunate, I think, occult forces directed at me for damage. You know, after a couple fires, one must begin to question. I've had 5 fires at one property, and that just is not normal. So, you know, Satan loves fire, and there's more. 3 of the 5 fires happened in April, which is the month for celebration of fire by Satanists. So I'm being targeted, I believe, and my colleagues all say the same thing. You're directly over the target. You're shining a light on evil and the Geneva fascists, and they're shooting at you. They're shooting at the source of light. So I need and I appreciate the aid that I receive in the form of donations and sponsor support. I got some more sponsor support in the last week, and it was just wonderful. I actually, when I get a sponsor aid package, I fall to 2 knees, both knees, and I thank the Lord. because some of these people are Christians. In particular, one, Susan, who's been very good to me in the last couple of months. So, golden-jackass.com, sign up for the newsletter. If you don't like reading newsletters, just make a donation every once in a while. It helps me out. It's the same sort of remuneration and effect. I'm very appreciative of four or five different people who've helped me in a very significant way. And you know who you are. I could mention more about them, but I don't think they would like that. So here we are. This is, the big battle was fought to win the election, but now it's a new war. It's a new war of implementation, of policy integration, and getting the job done, making the promises real, making them manifested and fact. This is going to be very, very dangerous. And notice that we've had already three different plane accidents. The one in Philadelphia was not a plane, it was a missile disguised as an airplane. And Trump has already identified the helicopter incident in D.C. as an inside job. That was to take out some high-level attorneys investigating COVID medical fraud. Okay, we've got a war going on. It's now in our skies and in our neighborhoods. I'd like to see Trump do something to interfere with the smart cities and the DEW fires.
Jim, thank you so much for chatting with us.
It's been a pleasure as always, and thanks for having me on.
My guest has been Jim Willie, editor of the Hat Trick Letter, online at golden-jackass.com.
Comments made on goldradio.fm are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at howstreet.com, talkdigitalnetwork.com. GoldRadio.fm is a production of How Street Media Incorporated. Executive producer is Tom Allen.